It's been 1 year since the disastrous winter storm that left a lot of Texans in the dark and cold and nearly collapsed the state's electric grid. Experts say disasters like the one last February disproportionately harm low-income residents. Many are still recovering a year later. And Houston Public Media's Kyra Buckley reports these folks have no real assurance that the situation would be better if another intense freeze were to hit tomorrow.
Fifth Ward resident and community activist Sandra Edwards says 1 year after the Big Texas freeze, her home still has water and mold damage.
This is from the winter storm. All this new stuff in here ain't even livable, full of mold. All this stuff down here is mold. It rains through this whole wall over here.
Before the freeze, the home Edwards lives in with her two cats had heavy damage from Hurricane Harvey, and the winter storm just made it worse. To this day, only one room is habitable. This is a familiar scenario. Many Houstonians' homes have been damaged by multiple weather events. Meanwhile, financial assistance is slow going, and their homes are more vulnerable than ever to intensifying weather and power outages.
It's crazy because our system has failed us left and right. We don't know what to do no more. So it's just like we playing Russian roulette with ourselves.
University of Houston Energy Fellow Ed Hers says the impact of Winter Storm Uri disproportionately falls on Houstonians experiencing poverty or living in low-income neighborhoods.
An inability to get fuel, inability to get food, to get water, this falls very disproportionately on the poor.
Hers says the Texas electricity system, which is different from the rest of the country, does not incentivize electricity generators to keep their equipment prepared for unusually cold weather. On top of that, Hers says when disaster does strike, the associated costs are often passed on to consumers.
What happened in the February freeze was one of the great fleecings of the American consumer, something that no one has ever seen.
Hers says, essentially, Texas lawmakers and other officials that oversee the grid are helping to take money from the pockets of consumers and put it in the pockets of electricity generators. Last year, the legislature approved a $6.5 billion bond package to be collected from us over the next couple decades.
We will all pay for this with surcharges onto our bill on a monthly basis, probably starting after the primaries in March.
Electricity prices have already been going up as the economy recovers from the pandemic, and Texans will also pay those additional fees to cover the cost of the big freeze. South Park resident Loretta Fields says that just isn't right.
Well, I'm not in favor of the increase.
Fields also has extensive damage from Harvey. When the winter storm hit, she was without power for a week, and her pipes burst, covering the home she's owned for 30 years in water damage. Field says although she's had some assistance, she's exhausted her savings repairing her home. After dealing with multiple disasters, she says people should get a little relief in their energy bill and some assurance that problems with the grid are being addressed.
They need to find a solution, and they need to be prepared for all these, for these winter storms, for all the disasters that we have, because they're not prepared.
Ed Hers agrees. He says although the governor and legislature said fixing the grid was a top priority last year, they didn't pass laws specific enough to force power generators to weatherize their equipment, and the legislation put more control in the hands of state officials.
These are the guys who got you into trouble in the first place.
Hers says if a similar freeze hit Texas tomorrow, we would likely see widespread outages once again. I'm Kyra Buckley in Houston.